When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Well, we talk about a Miura SV that sold for $2 million more than the one I sold 10 minutes ago. So that always feels good. We'll get into the race cars, the 510 and the 911. We'll get a little into Steve Saleen's days back racing Ranger trucks, and we'll do
and the wing. We got the wing done on the 911.
We'll do a deep dive on Gene Crow. First, I'll tell you about Madison Reed Mister working from home. Starting to feel a little gray, creeping up on your Zoom calls. Madison Reed makes a really good product, and they make hair coloring for women. And then at a certain point, they said, well, we make really good hair products for women. Lynette uses this. Why don't we make it for men? And they make a gray blending sort of natural color product. Doesn't have that shoe polish look. You want a little more pepper and a little less salt. This is what you do. I use it. You put a little in the glove, just sort of rub a dollop through your hair. Then put the activator on, just run it through your hair. Let it sit for 10 minutes, rinse it off. And you get, again, you have a natural look without all the gray. It's Madison Reed Mister, right, Matt?
Yeah, just go to MadisonReedMister.com. That's Madison Reed Mister. It's Madison Reed is R-E-E-D, then M-R.com. Use code Corolla for 10% off plus free shipping on your first box. Again, that's code Corolla.
COVID-19
spreading rampantly throughout the world.
Almost 1 million deaths.
African Americans
hit harder than others.
The double whammy.
I'm J.J. Green. I'm black.
I'm Chris Kaur. I'm white.
Join us on Colors, our new podcast,
as Dr. Anthony Fauci gives us some straight talk about race, risks, and vaccines.
On Colors, episode 12.
Subscribe to Colors on Apple, Spotify, Podcast One, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for another ballsy month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month includes two Vinnie Tortorich-approved and invented ultra-fat instant energy packs so you don't reach for that donut. Four shot glass ice molds, so you can keep your whiskey cold and straight down the hatch. A bottle of Chateau Spill, to remove wine stains or blood from the fine silk you're donning. Of course, a bottle of your choice, and the coup de grace, a digital download of the very first basic cable commentary, Roadhouse. This $60 value can be yours for only $25 at CorollaDrinks.com.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a children. Welcome to CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. It's been a busy week, busy morning.
Yeah, it's good to be busy.
Yeah, it's been good.
I want to give a little love to our friends JB Weld, their proud sponsor of our program. CarCast, trusted for over 50 years. JBWeld.com is where you go if you want to get some JB Weld, which we use all the time here. All right, so breaking news. I was telling you this yesterday. A Lambo, I think a 71 Miura SV, went for $4,240,000.
Like, online.
$4 million. Now, The highest one sold was 2.2, 2.4, somewhere. One, I think, sold semi-recent, you know, a few weeks back. Maybe it was a right-hand drive for like 2.3 or something like that, 2.3 and change. I don't know where the extra $2 million came from.
Cocktails.
Sometimes people just, rich guys getting in a pissing match. That's what you want when you're selling a car. Now, you can go, well, that's the new price for the car. But we've seen this a few times now, famously when we were in Monterey.
I want to say 2015, kind of the peak.
Well, we were in Monterey probably 14, maybe 14 or 15. It feels a little earlier than 15, but 14 or 15, and an S went for like 1.9 or something like that.
It was also like at Meekum?
Yeah. It was not at one of the bigger auctions, and it was basically, it went for $1 million more than S's were going.
Right.
I mean, it went for double the price. And in a way, it kind of did the same thing the SV did.
Yeah.
It just sort of doubled.
But if I remember correctly, that same Monterey weekend, other Lambos sold, Miras sold for nowhere near that price. That
right.
was the crazy number.
Right. Right. So who knows? I do think those SVs are the original supercar, and I've always said they're undervalued. Like, even at $2 million, I thought they were kind of undervalued considering there's a few of them, considering they're a supercar, and sort of comparing them to some other cars that are, you know, very, you know, over $5 million. But anyway, so that's interesting news.
It's interesting to see that number. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a little tough to get that money back anytime soon. It's going to take a little bit.
Probably.
It's going to take a little bit.
But. Yeah, but still crazy.
Yeah.
This Tuesday, we're going to be at the Nissan Z-Con. We'll do that event in Nashville. So I don't know if you're in the neighborhood. I guess you can come by. I don't know what all the rules
are.
You
can. I think you have to go to the Z-Con website and like register or sign up or get tickets or whatever. But we're going to do CarCast Live at 11 a.m. local time there. And then later that evening, there is the unveiling of the new Z-Car. And I believe it's going to be done. You're going to basically MC the event, and there's going to be a live video coming in from Japan simultaneously, Japan and U.S. at the same time. So the new Z-Car will be unveiled. You're going to be a part of that. So it'll be a fun Tuesday. Come out to Z-Con.
Oh, Chris, if you grab my phone, I realize I took some pictures. Or Kaylin, if you grab my phone, I took some pictures of the finished tail on the Newman Porsche, the Sebring Porsche, the 74 that ran Porsche that ran Sebring in 77, I believe. Finally got that whole tail shaved down and the little side skirts and the stuff Sean was working on.
I saw him
for
do the vinyl, do the match the stripes that went over the top into the wing. Mm-hmm. I just saw it. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, the car looks better. I'm sure it doesn't perform any better. Between that and the tail on the 510, I don't know what I'm not getting a lot of bang for my buck, because that tail probably cost me $9,000 worth of labor on that thing. 40 cents worth of materials and like $9,000 worth of labor.
Listen, well, we figured out two things. Sean is good with metal and he's good with fiberglass. We also learned he's much faster with metal.
I think that's what we learned. But it looks good, and we'll post some of those pictures. Let's see. I guess we should be getting ready at some point to go back up the Laguna Seca to do a race they're going to have there in December.
I mean, I'd like to say, sure, we're doing that, but who knows? The rules change every day. California rules, not the racing rules. California rules.
I'm going to say we just outlawed trick-or-treating this year, the
really?
End of October. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There shall be no trick-or-treating in Los Angeles. Yeah. Now, end of October, we're getting too close to the election, right? We've got to keep it locked down. After the election, everything will just magically go away or open up or whatever. But, yeah, you don't want those kids exposed, because they could give it to other kids.
You mean all the kids that wear a mask to go trick-or-treating? literally wear masks and go trick or treating.
That's a good point. They wear masks.
They're wearing masks.
Yeah.
To go trick or treating because they don't want Corona candy.
Mm. What if they all dressed as surgeons this year? Could we pull this shit off? anyway.
Yeah.
We got that. No, so we already had a race at Laguna Seca in September. No, mm-hmm. in August. Beginning of August. When the hell was that? Beginning of August.
Yeah.
So here's my point. I think we're going to do it because we already did it. I mean, this thing's going away. I'm not Mr. Conspiracy Theory, but once we get past the election, it'll cool down because if Biden's elected, it'll pretty much go away because it'll be like, all right, well, our guy's in, we can back off. I don't mean the virus will go away. I mean, the news will go away. And when the news goes away, then the restrictions go away. Because right. that's all Garcetti and Newsom do is watch CNN and then do what they tell them to do or what they think is going to be politically expedient. So, and if Trump gets in, we're not going to we'll have 4 years. We're not going to have to beat him up about the coronavirus anymore. So
right. It's not about do we go to the racetrack and wear a mask as we're walking around talking to people or not? It's whether or not they allow us to do the event. So we're not saying, you know what I'm, you know?
Yeah, no, I think they'll allow us to do it because it'll be after the election and because we already did it. So I think that'll work. So so we're going to get the car. You know, we shook it out and we'll sort it out. I actually had Sean weld on a little more side impact protection on the car, and he did a really nice job of just kind of adding to it. I don't know if you went and looked at that
did.
Or not.
Yeah, I saw him
it just had a very minimalist sort of side impact in the existing roll cage, which is not really a cage, kind of a roll bar with a little bit of stuff above your head. But the side impact started behind the seat at about foot off the floorboards and just sort of went to zero. So by the time it got to the driver's side, your thigh or your ribs or anything, there wasn't really much there.
Right.
So,
yeah. Not a lot of side.
Right.
That sidebar. So a little bit easier to get in and out, but not necessarily what you want.
He added on a little bit, made kind of an bow tie, kind of an X bow tie shape. And that makes it pretty easy to get in and out. Still adds a little more rigidity in case of a side impact. So, We got that working for us. So I'm kind of interested in getting that car dialed in a little bit, getting the rims right, getting the new lug nuts for the mini light rims right. Obviously the air filter situation sorted out, the fuel pump sorted out, the swapping the tranny. So what I was trying to do, and you guys can tell me what you think of this. One of those comp two boxes, maybe I'm going to screw this, the nomenclature up here, the verbiage up here, but I have the stupid comp three box that has third gear the same as second gear. Nobody runs that box.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that box for a reason. I would assume that everybody would be a shade slower running that box on that track, considering all the seasoned 5'10 veterans don't run that box and don't like that box.
Right.
And I'm assuming because it makes them a little bit slower. So I did, however, run that box. I don't want to run that box. I feel like if I got that box, if I got the comp two box in there, it would be better for me. I then started looking around for one of those comp two boxes, and they don't really seem to exist.
Well, that's the thing. Availability is the reason why. As the car was coming together, and nobody's reproducing them. There's no, can you buy a case and fill it with new gears? There's not even like people making gears really for it. So,
right.
I think maybe Troy Ermish is doing something with it. I heard about, but I don't know exactly.
Right. Well, nothing is better than getting your hands on one of those boxes. So I then started doing some math, and maybe one of you listeners could answer this. I should probably reach out to Troy and a couple other guys that are a little Jim Frulin, guys like that. But One of the hallmarks of the comp, whatever box, is the first gear is down. First gear is toward your toward the back of the car.
Yeah.
Second gear is up. It's got that configuration. And then I realized, hold on, my Datsun 610 has that in it.
Okay.
That's the configuration of that five-speed. And then I realized, well, it's a Datsun. It's 610. It's running the L-Series motor. And I drove that thing last at Road Atlanta. And then I realized, I think that's the Comp 2 box. I think that's the box we want. There's no way I brought that thing to Road Atlanta with that box that had the same gear,
right?
Second and third. And if I did, you would have remembered hearing me complain about it.
I was going to say, you might have mentioned it 700 or 800 times.
Right. So I didn't, that isn't the box for that.
Yeah.
So that box, that is probably the one we want. We do know the pattern's the same, and we do know second and third are how we want it versus 200 mm-hmm. RPM off. So now I do own one of those boxes. It's not in the right vehicle.
So your thought is take it out of the 610 because you're not going to drive that anytime soon. You want to put it in the different drummer 510. So as we got a little bit of time between now and the race in December, let's do that. How about also if one comes up, would you be interested in buying it? Let's just put it out there now. If anybody's got a Comp 2 box and wants to sell it.
I do not spend money on automobile parts, Matt. I don't know what you know about me. Yes.
We were able to track down most of the wheels we wanted, so let's just put it out there. We'd appreciate your help if somebody has.
Maybe that guy ran one in his station wagon.
In his station wagon. Hey, the guy with the Sterling Mag wheels. I forgot his name.
210 station
yeah.
wagon?
Yeah. 16? Nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Tucson.
All right, Ben's got a nice clean comp. Two. And I don't even know if it's a Comp 2. I think it's a Comp 2.
I feel like if you have this, you know what we're talking about.
That's a good point.
So if you have what we're talking about, hit me up on any of my social media. Send me a direct message or something.
All right. What else is going on in your world?
You know, it was interesting that Goldberg and I did a CarCast show earlier this week. We had Steve Saleen on. And then the part we didn't get to with Steve that I think you'd be interested is young Steve Saleen, 20-year-old Steve Saleen, was working at racetracks back in the day, you know, and he had an entry-level job. His job was a lot of, as guys are walking on, you know, to the track area, he has to tell them, hey, you can't bring your cigarettes or your beers. You can't bring the booze and the cigarettes.
Right.
And you got to put everything out. And here he is working, a young...
What tracks is he working?
I don't remember. He's from California, so
Riverside.
But here comes walking two gentlemen with beers in hand, and it turns out to be Paul Newman and Steve McQueen.
Wow!
And he says, knowing who they are, sorry guys, you can't bring the beers behind this line. I got a cooler. I'll be having to put them in you. So Newman and McQueen, not wanting to waste their beers, put them in Saleen's cooler, did whatever they had to do, came back, got their beers, and then fast forward to a few years later, 1982, and now Steve Saleen is racing against Newman in a Trans Am race.
Is Saleen in a Mustang?
He was actually in a Pontiac Trans Am at the time.
Oh.
Right before he started Saleen in 84, Ford came to him. The story was... Ford came to him and said, hey, would you be interested in doing a special edition Mustang, sort of Shelby-esque? And he said, yes. But Ford said, we're all in on four-cylinder turbos. And he said, well, I think it needs to be V8. And they said, well, go ahead and try whatever you want to try. And that's when the Saleen company was founded in 84 and he made his first car. But in 82, he was racing a Pontiac.
It's amazing.
What was Newman racing in 82?
He was racing a 280 ZX. He was racing a 280 ZX. In Trans Am, he would have been racing a turbocharged 280 ZX, but inline, a straight six.
Mm-hmm.
2.8. You know, it was funny. It was probably a 2.5. I don't know why they de-stroke those. Maybe there was a deal with... Maybe there was a rule about turbocharging and about how many liters you couldn't exceed if you, in fact, were running turbocharging. Obviously, yeah. If you're running a Mustang with a V8 in it or Corvette or something like that, then you're running a, you know, 5-point whatever or 6-point whatever naturally aspirated. But I think those things ran a 2.5 versus a 2.8 straight six with a single turbocharger on them. And they made, like, I think four of those cars. Like, two of them were partial tub cars.
Mm-hmm.
Partial tub sounds like a country fiddle player who's sitting in. Partial tub.
Partial tub.
Partial tub sitting in. Oh, that guy can play the fiddle.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, that means it started off as a unibodied car, but by the time they replaced so much of the front end, so much tube frame on the front end, you know, it's like you whack off the whole front of the car.
Yeah.
And you whack off some of the back of the car, I guess, but it's really about the whole kind of front of the car. And then you just kind of run tubes out and pick up the suspension and engine mount, transmission, all that kind of stuff. But the cockpit is still sort of tubby. So you've got partial tub. And then they made full-blown tube frame version of that.
Right.
And I think they made two tube frame versions and two partial tubs. Like when you look at the Lightsinger Z280Z, that's like a partial tub car. Like you see that kind of transmission.
Yeah, it still has like floor pans with the rocker arm, rocker panels on it, and a lot of the cage is sort of welded to that and then just sort of expanded off of that. Whereas your tube frame car, other than some floor pans in it, you could, you know, which are just sheet metal.
So he would have, he would have been running a 280ZX turbo, which is really one of the coolest cars in that world, in that Newman world. And I don't have one. And I've been trying to get one for a while. And there's been rumors of this thing sitting around. Nice job, XLAX. You got the C production car on there with the fucking 14-inch rims and it's 14x7-inch rims.
All right.
What's it say? Yeah, it ain't. Does it say turbo anywhere on it?
No.
No.
I just had 1982, what Paul Newman was racing in 1982, 280ZX.
Put turbo in there. Maybe, well, he was racing that car in C production, but we're talking about Trans Am, right?
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have been racing that car in Trans Am. He would have been racing that car in C
production.
The article
had it wrong. They said that this was the car he won in the Trans Am.
I would agree with you, mostly because I know the car you're putting up there, and I'm sure there's a lot of misinformation around that.
He won a championship in that car, but it wasn't in Trans Am. It was a C production car. All right,
I'll tell you what else he said, but let me hit this Geico real quick. So right now, Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. And that's 15% on top of the money Geico could already be saving you. So what are you waiting for? You want to check this out. There's never been a better time now to switch to Geico. If you save an extra 15%, you'll want to do it by October 7th. That's when the deal runs out. So switch by October 7th for 15% off. Just visit geico.com to learn more. So he met him when he was 20 with Steve McQueen, which must have been a good fun moment.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up racing against him in 82, and then fast forward a few years later and he's got Paul Newman testing on the track at Brainerd Saleen Mustangs for Steve Saleen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, it's pretty interesting story. And then the other thing that came up was as we went for a quick tour in the collection is we spoke about when Saleen raced trucks. They raced the Ford Ranger.
Oh, really?
Right. And if you look at the Saleen Ford Ranger,
late 70s, early 80s.
And when he did it, they were super dominant. They won like 49 races. It just walked away with the championship when they raced that.
What division was that?
I'd have to figure out what it is. But Ford came to them and said, hey, we want to get into the trucks and the Ford Rangers can race. They ended up developing like full suspension, aerodynamics. They swapped out the bed of the truck and made a composite bed.
What year are we talking about here?
We'd have to look up the Ranger truck. So it had to have been early 80s.
I feel like the Rangers...
It was a very boxy
Ranger. Yeah, I feel like the Ranger came around in the early, mid-80s.
Caitlin, see if you can find Celine Ford Ranger race truck. We'll get an image. But he told me he worked with Pete Brock on some of the aerodynamics for that.
Really?
Yeah. And he says he knows Pete very well. So back in the racing days of that truck... We just walked through the collection, and I said, "Hey, this Roadster, you know, Pete Brock designed that front air dam because he wasn't allowed to. He called it brake ducts and blah blah blah." He said, "Yeah, he did the same thing for me on my Ranger truck," and he goes, "He worked on that as well." So, I just thought it was kind of a small world that in that racing world, people that have been in this industry for that long ended up. You know, everybody ends up working with. You know, or competing against or friendly with. You know, he's like, "Oh, yeah, we did this with Bobby Rahal, and we did this with Pete Brock, and we did some stuff with Newman, and we did, you know," it's just kind of a, it's always fun to hear their bits of the story. You know, like anybody's been in the racing world for 30 or 40 years, you go, "Oh, this is a Newman car." And they go, "Oh, yeah, I took his beer away from him when I was 20, or I raced against him when I was, you know, 27. It's like, I love those stories. I just thought that was good.
Yeah, it's
look at the Ranger.
I know. Yeah, it's an interesting story. The thing that's kind of interesting is I look at the Ranger, trying to figure out, like, you know, what rims would you run on a racing Ranger? Good name. It looks like they were running those Revolution rims, that five spoke. They do a five spoke. They did a four spoke. Show the first picture, Max Zapata. There's that rim. It's a kind of a cool rim. I've run them on a Roadster. You go close on that rim. It kind of looks like a Revolution.
I don't know that that's what,
rim to run, but it looks like a Revolution rim.
It does.
Kaylin, you find the pictures of the rear end of that, Porsche
on Adam's phone?
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a different rim. I know the rim. The name is escaping me.
Okay, but that's not a Revolution, because it really looks very revolutionary. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of the Revolution rims, like an English rim. They make a three-piece, but they make one piece as well, and they're good looking. They ran them on a few. They run them on British cars a lot, like a four-spoke version on a lot of British race cars.
I'm pretty sure they ran that rim on some of the Mustangs as well. And that's probably where they ended up getting them.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know,
they're already knew what they were doing as far as tire compounds and sizes. And they're like, "Hey, we needed to handle like the Mustang."
It is. Thanks, Max Spada. If you, you hang around long enough. So we'll put these pictures up at carcastshow.com. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
I took a few just sort of haphazard pictures from a couple different angles of the back of the Porsche, but it does look, I think we got them inverted a little bit. It looks good.
I'll post some of these up on my social media as well. But right, I'll grab some pictures. I'll snap some real quick of this and the 510 different drummer wing. You'll see them both.
Oh, the wing. Yeah. You should probably get the roll bar in there too, as long as, because we're talking about it. All right. So
but it looks good. It looks fantastic. Well, I saw him working last week on the stripes and stuff for it. It's
as it was when it ran Sebring, and that's kind of how we want to do it.
The grill in the back for, you know, the vent for the engine
should be flat.
Yeah,
should
I was going to say it doesn't look flat. Black.
I told him flat.
Should you redo it? What do you want to do here?
I told him flat.
Listen, get it right. That's what I'm saying.
I just love that part of life where it's like, you want the chicken or you want the steak? I'll take the steak. Then they give you the chicken and you go, "I don't want the chicken." And they go, "Well, you said chicken." It's like, yeah. Do you think that's how I work? Like, I don't want this one thing, but I do want this other thing. So I just say the thing I don't want. And then you do it. And then I go, "Why'd you do that?" Here's the thing about that claim, Max Zapata. It's a flawed premise. The reason it's flawed is because I walk in and go, "Why'd you paint that grill black?" And they go, "Because that's what you told me to do." And then I go, well, then why am I saying it now? If I told you to do it and you did it, then we'd be copacetic, right? And then you know what the thing is? Oh, you made a mistake. You said flat. I don't know, you ever known me to be off in that department? Like
no.
When it comes to finishes or anything like that? That's what I said.
And we should be thinking about your intention as well. I mean,
that's what we're saying is, hey, if I just walked in and noticed you're spraying it flat and I'm speaking up about it, what are the chances I walked in a week ago and said, make it flat black so it'll irritate the shit out of me next week when I come back?
And not match another piece on the car. Not match the door handles, the window trim, any other, literally every other piece on the car that is painted black is that Porsche kind of cool, satiny, you know what I mean, look. All right. Anyway,
yeah.
Mission accomplished. But the good news is Jose stuck to his guns, and I appreciate that. You got to respect it. You have to respect it.
Yeah.
You have to respect it.
You'd think he wears flat black shirts to
that's
the...
True.
That's true. Well, that's his going out shirt.
That's
and
true.
His I work shirt.
Yeah. Did you think it was a good idea to paint it flat? No.
No.
Did you say anything then? No. Why not? Because you told me to paint it black. Flat.
All right.
Okay. Okay. If I say something insane, like if I walk in and I go, hey, please stab me in my sleep, then you're allowed to stop and go, are you sure you want me to stab you in your sleep? And then I'll go, huh? Oh, sorry. Is that what I said?
Or at least ask with what?
With what? Right.
It's okay to have a follow-up question.
You said to paint the grill flat black.
Yeah.
Is it faster to paint it flat black? No. Does it match anything on the car? No. Is it the right thing to do? No. Okay. Well, next time go, hey, do we have the satin black? Yes. Next to the flat black in the same cabinet? Yes. Okay. Well, then next time, be a bold ranger and just say, you said flat black. Are you sure? Because we have the satin right next to it.
Oh, could you imagine if he was like, hey, I know.
Be a hero. Be a hero.
I know you said flat last week, but it didn't seem right. So I just went ahead and made the decision and did it in the satin.
Well,
then
once again,
you'd be really confused. You'd be like, I said flat? How is that?
If I said, hey, Chris, we're leaving to Nashville through the Burbank Airport. So I want you to drive through Englewood to get there. You're allowed to raise your hand and go, hey, boss, Englewood's the other direction. Wow. Maybe we should go back this way. This weird thing, I'm sorry for sounding defensive, but Max Spada, don't I always just put everything up to the committee? Like I go, what do you want to do? What looks better? This logo, that logo. How do you want to do it?
All of our conversations revolves around that kind of theme.
Unless it's wheel and tires.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless it's wheel and tires. Don't I always just go, how do you want to do this? What is this thing where it's like, hey, that's what you said, man. I can't talk back. I don't want to get fired.
Yeah. I mean, that you take suggestions very well. And it's odd that you would order us to do something that makes no sense.
Right, but the implication is okay, you're the boss. Like, I can't say anything. You just told me to go to the Burbank Airport via Englewood.
No, you welcome any sort of questioning if we feel it doesn't make sense.
You want to know why? It's not because I'm magnanimous. It's because I want to get to the airport the quickest.
Yeah.
And because I want my grill to look the best. And I want the logo to look the best. And I want the windbreaker with the logo on it to make the most sense or be the funniest or look the best. That's what I want for me.
We appreciate that.
Yes. I don't care about you peons. I'm doing it for fucking me.
It's very self-serving. You guys reap the benefit.
That's fine.
Right. When you pull out your Adam Carolla's unprepared clips, I always say to you, which one do you think is the funniest?
That's
which
right.
one do you think will play the best? Because I would like to come across the best.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. It's a weird thing. I don't get why people are like, you know, he wants it his way and everything else can be damned. I want it the best way. It's my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my trip to the airport. It's my logo. So I don't get. And by the way, my mind gets changed on a dime. I just tell people which logo you like and they go, I like that one better. And I go, all right, well, then we'll go with that one. Like, why not be that way? There's certain things I understand, like jokes and stuff, and I kind of make the jokes the way I want to make the jokes. But even those, I'd run up everyone's flagpole.
Yeah,
everyone should do that. I don't get why there isn't more of that, and I don't get why. Why is there kind of an insecurity with that? Like, does that mean you're weak because you're asking somebody, like, well, you think I should put that picture on this wall or do you think I should put it on that wall? Like, it means you're indecisive and weak. Like, my thing is, like, I want to hear everyone's take on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like more people should do that. Guys should do that with cowboy boots before they leave the house. You know what I mean? Ask a few people.
Should I wear these boots?
You think ostrich is a good idea?
Do you think they go well with these shorts?
Did they make purple? do ostriches, are they purple or were these dyed? Questions, yeah. People. All right, let me hit JB Weld here. That's what we're talking about. DIY projects to get through, want to save money and avoid paying the repairman. Big or small repairs, home or garage, ordinary household glue. Well, it's got the word ordinary in it. You need strong. You need better. You need JB Weld. That's the professional's choice. We're proud to have JB Weld as a sponsor. They're great. I know the owner. And whether you're a pro or DIYer, these guys have been trusted for over 50 years, proudly made in the USA. Keep JB Weld in your toolbox, kitchen drawer, craft room, wood, metal, plastic. I think that about covers it. I use this stuff all the time. You don't want to glue it. You want to JB Weld it. Available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, and more. It's JB Weld. What else going on in your car world?
Well, actually, before we get to that, Adam, I've noticed in the Porsche there's a Cindy with a heart. I was just curious what that is.
Yeah. A lot of people ask that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that want to know what the Cindy with a heart in it is on the rear upper quarter panel. I think it's on both sides.
Certainly
we're looking at the passenger side. But yeah, it's on both sides. It's a handwritten Cindy. And it's got a heart after it. Also, I believe it's on the Newman Z. The Newman 911. I don't know what the origin of that. I did find out what the origins of the "We Love You, Grandpa," I think was, which was on the front bumper of the Clayton Cunningham 300 ZX sister car or cousin car to the one that's going up at auction
right
in the next few weeks. I think that just says there's pictures in my phone of that Z car as well that I took a few days earlier. And it's just, I think it says "We Love You, Grandpa" or something. I think the story of that, as I recall, when the guys came by the shop to kind of noodle on it and just wax historic and poetic about it, is I think at the end of his life, Gene Crow, who was always Bob Sharp and Newman's mechanic, he was always kind of that guy. If you see a lot of the pictures, he's a guy like smoking the pipe, you know, sort of off to the side and talking to Newman and stuff like that. Gene Crow, I think at the end of his career, came out here and was working with Cunningham on this Z car.
That sounds right. I was going to say mechanic or engine builder, and I wanted to remember it was Crow.
Right. And so Gene Crow, what year did Gene Crow die, Max Zapata? And did Gene Crow work on the Cunningham Z cars? And so I think they put a little stick. I think they called him Grandpa because he was kind of getting on in years and getting to the end. And maybe he passed, you know, during that time period, and they put a commemorative sticker on there for Gene Crow, who was, like I said, pretty famous. Well, not famous for anyone you know, but I mean, famous if you're Bob Sharp and you're Paul Newman and in that Newman Sharp
in that circle,
area, that circle.
Put a lot of years in that circle.
Yeah. I miss
I don't know what the Cindy is. People ask me too, and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess the answer would be is, you know, it must have been on there. If you Max Zapata, if you do, I mean, you can't do both, but at some point, the Cindy with the heart, I'm guessing it's not a Newman thing for some
reason.
Well,
that's what I was going to say. Is doesn't necessarily mean it's associated with Newman, right? It would probably is something.
Right. So it was
something else with whoever was associated with the car.
So it was Porsche, Audi, Beverly Hills, and Bill. I think it was Bill Freeman.
Yeah.
There's Gene Crow like bending down, talking to Newman in his C production. but his 280ZX. So it was like Gene. But did Gene end up working? He must have ended up coming out to the West Coast. And I don't know. What year did Gene Crow die? Doesn't say.
Yeah,
I miss those days when you have like red slacks and put a white belt through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pete Brock still dresses that way. He loves to show up at his events dressed with his ass.
What's going on with Fame Mechanics IMDb?
Yeah, like there's not a lot of wiki pages for Gene Crow.
I watch The Love Boat, and I will Google the guy who played the waiter. Like, he's not even in the cast, and he's not even in the stars or the guest stars.
No lines.
Like, literally the waiter who drops off the room and interrupts the wedding, couple, like, oh, sorry, excuse me, and then leaves. I'll Google that. That guy has 6 pages. Nothing for Gene Crow?
No, I'm not seeing. But he is a very common name, so there's a lot of
Gene Crows.
Yeah, oh, Gene so you do there, Gene Crow... Dotson,
Bob Sharp Mechanic.
Huh? Wow. Weird. Time for another great segment from our friends at Geico. And right now, Geico is thanking its customers with a little something called the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car, motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Geico is committed to the long haul, so they're going to be with you for a while. You get the 15% credit, and that lasts the full term of the policy. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility, and we'll tell you a road trip story because we just got off the road, right?
Yeah, we did. We just hauled up to Monterey and loaded up the big Infiniti SUV, and you gotta get your cruise going, you gotta get your tunes going. You want it to be comfortable, you want to be safe.
Yeah, I'm more interested in being comfortable. but that's just me.
Have to take a nap or something while you're doing while we're driving. Sonny gets his headphones in and he kind of listens to podcasts. He's not really like it's funny because like you're all about the music on the trip. Sonny's all about the chatter.
He loves the sports.
He's listening to some Dennis Prager or sports or whatever he's listening to.
Yeah, and back in the day, road trips were tough because the car was hot and it smelled like gasoline inside and all that kind of stuff. And now it's quiet, it's comfortable, the air's pumping, the road is just being smoothed out by the suspension. So
you're right. It used to be you couldn't wait to get out of the car. And now, some of the cars now, they have the massaging seats and cooled seats. Like, you can't wait to get in the car again to get a nice little massage going.
Yeah, I know. I'm now angry at my kids because I'm thinking about me taking a road trip in a VW Squareback back in the day, getting vapor lock. So, yeah, hit the road in your newish vehicle. It's safe. It's comfortable. Also, it's a better way to converse. Like, you can... I have found in this new world order where everyone is just staring at their phone or staring at their flat plasma TV you're in this room and the kids are in the next room. Get them in the car. Have a conversation. Go to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Load up some beef jerky and some sodas.
You got to have jerky.
Got to have jerky.
Had a lot of jerky and a couple of sodas for Sonny, and we hit the road. So pack it up and hit the road. And if you're going to hit the road, make sure Geico's got your back. Geico, man, they're offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's 15% on top of the money Geico would already be saving you if you were, in fact, with Geico. So if you are with Geico, get ready for more savings. And if you're not, get going with Geico. Never been a better time to switch and save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more. All right. Well, let's see. Tempe, Arizona. That's your hometown, right, man?
Yeah, it's close.
Close enough. Improv, September 18th and 19th. That's coming up. When's coming up? Is that this
weekend? A week from today.
A week from today, this Friday and Saturday. Or Saturday and Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. Is that a week from today?
Yeah, today's Friday.
No, today's Friday. Look at us, everybody. How the weeks roll on. Also, so we're doing live podcasting and we're doing stand-up there. Rob Schneider's going to come up on stage on the 19th and
just
hang
out.
Just
watch his Netflix special.
Very funny.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
So he's going to hang with us and do the live pod on Saturday. Salt Lake City Wise Guys, October 2nd, 3rd, doing live pod there and stand-up there. And also doing A Reasonable Doubt with Garagos, a live one up on stage. I'm your emotional support animal. That's available as we speak everywhere. Get it. Write a review. I will enjoy reading reviews. ZCon event this Tuesday at Nashville. Come on out and say hi. Press the flesh or press the elbows. And Matt, what do you got?
Well, we'll be there doing CarCast at 11, so check that out. And we'll post all kinds of photos and stuff. Follow my at Motorator social media.
Gene Crow passed in 96 from cancer. My car would have been from about that time.
Mm-hmm.
95, 96?
I think your car's a 94.
94, probably raced in 95 or something. Maybe raced. The point is Gene Crow was probably sick with cancer.
Yeah,
when
retired
he was
then. Or he might have just did like
with
a
that
quick
car,
consulting.
And they put a, this is for you, mm-hmm. Grandpa. On the front of the car. I think that's how, well, that's how I'll just remember it. Or you can text Lynette and we'll get to the bottom of this. It's my running joke. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Guys, let me tell you about Geico. Right now, Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already be saving you. So what are you waiting for? You're waiting for your dog to make you breakfast in bed? Well, that's not going to happen. But saving money can. There's never been a better time now to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com for more information. That's geico.com.